FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk.
Afghan bombing, Russia attacks. I'm Elliot Francis. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani is strongly condemning the massive car bomb attack in Kabul earlier this morning that killed dozens and injured many more. More from correspondent Ian Lee.
80 people so far have been killed in this attack, 300 injured, but expect that number to continue to increase. We've been watching as it's ticked up quite rapidly. The bomb, considered to be a large vehicle packed with explosives, going off right during rush hour traffic where people were trying to get to work on one of Kabul's main roads.
Officials say right now the target of that attack is not known, and so far no one's taken responsibility. A former National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn, says he will provide some documents subpoenaed by the Senate Intelligence Committee, including an initial batch, by next Tuesday. And Russian military reports its warships in the Mediterranean fired 4 missiles at ISIS positions in Syria overnight. I'm Elliot Francis. The suspect in last week's deadly knife attack on a Portland train has made his first court appearance. Reid Binion reports.
Free speech or die, Portland.
The suspect in last week's fatal stabbing on a Portland train launching into an angry rant in court Tuesday. Jeremy Joseph Christian arraigned on multiple charges, including murder, for allegedly stabbing 2 men to death on a Portland light rail car Friday. The deadly encounter played out after police say Christian began yelling racial and religious slurs at a teenage girl and her friend who was wearing a hijab. Bystanders spoke up in defense of the girls and a confrontation ensued. 23-year-old Telishan Namkai Mikay and 53-year-old Ricky Best died from their injuries. I'm Reid Binion.
2 Cleveland police officers involved in the shooting death of 12-year-old Tamir Rice nearly 3 years ago have been punished. Officer Timothy Lehman, who killed Rice, was fired Tuesday for violating rules when he applied to be a cadet. Meanwhile, Officer Frank Garback has been suspended for 10 days. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Maryland's Attorney General has filed an appeal of a federal judge's ruling that could further hold up work on the Purple Line. Judge Richard Leon's ruling ordered more study of potential Purple Line ridership in light of Metro's ongoing troubles, even though the Purple Line would not be part of the Metro system. Meanwhile, the judge has also dismissed another issue that could have blocked Purple Line construction, throwing out part of a lawsuit that alleged the environmental review of the Purple Line violated protections for endangered species and migratory birds. Montgomery County has settled its lawsuit over the long-delayed over-budget Silver Spring Transit Center. The county has reportedly settled for $25 million in its lawsuit against the builders and designers of the transit center. As the investigation continues into the fatal stabbing of a Bowie State University student days before graduation, now young members of the NAACP are calling on the University of Maryland to include student activists on a task force that's being formed.
The death of U.S. Army 2nd Lieutenant Richard Collins is being considered a possible hate crime. The white University of Maryland student charged in the attack was a member of a racist Facebook group. University President Wallace Lowe announced the task force last week to help, quote, combat hate and create a safer campus. Students in the Protect UMD Coalition have criticized the university for not acting on their concerns. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Former NAACP President Ben Jealous is going to announce today that he is running for governor of Maryland next year. Jealous will join a growing list of potential Democratic challengers to popular Republican Governor Larry Hogan. Jealous would be the second Democrat to actually announce his candidacy, joining entrepreneur and author Alec Ross. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,029, the Nasdaq at 6203. Sports, the Nats beat the Giants again. The O's lose to the Yankees. Nats outfielder Bryce Harper is suspended for 4 games for that Monday afternoon brawl. WMDA, the Mystics, will host Connecticut at lunchtime today. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Rent Estate by Renters Warehouse is the new real estate for all, providing a steady stream of income and retirement security by renting out your house. But you know, no one wants to be sucked into managing a property full time, 3 a.m. toilet tragedies, middle of the meeting texts, stressful weekends wasted on maintenance and repairs. It's Larry O'Connor here, and if your time is worth more than the hassles of landlording, call Renters Warehouse today. They'll rescue you from the workload and maximize profits. For one low flat monthly fee, Renters Warehouse will take all the calls, collect the rent, schedule the service pros, and ensure that renters play by the rules so you can get back to your life and, more importantly, build your rent-to-stay portfolio. Plus, Renters Warehouse offers free tenant warranties, meaning if renters don't work out, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. Enjoy rent-to-stay with Renters Warehouse by going online today for a free home rental price analysis. Go to renterswarehouse.com and get connected to your local rent-to-stay advisor.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
With the storms that rolled through last evening, we have some areas we might find some signals that are dark or on flash. Please, as you know, treat as a four-way stop. Some trees could be an issue as well. Tree reported down on Glebe Road, northbound as you come up toward the Chain Bridge. This is a very windy road as you come out of Arlington, Falls Church area, and head around toward 123. And looks like the tree blocking northbound side, southbound. You can get by trying to decide if they can alternate traffic around there. In the Bryantown area, northbound on Leonardtown Road, Route 5 at Bryantown Road, one lane now gets by. Accident there. Around the Beltway, we're off to a quiet start. Maryland and Virginia, 270, no early issues reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not a terrible commute in this morning. A lot of cloud around, a passing shower, maybe a thunderstorm. Looks like the best chance will be north. This afternoon, more of the same. Isolated showers, thunderstorms, and a warmer 84. Tonight, chance of a shower, thunderstorm early, then a few clouds, 63. Sun's back tomorrow, 80. A few clouds on Friday, low 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Dumfries, 63 in Olney, 66 degrees in Washington. The suspect in the Oregon double train stabbing tells police, "I'm a patriot. I hope they all die." See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Hey, good morning. 5:07 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. Mornings on the Mall. Vince Colonnade alongside Mary Walter this morning. We've got a busy show. Not least of all because Kathy Griffin tweeted and deleted. We'll talk about that in a moment. But Alexi McCammon will be joining us at 7:05 from Axios. And Axios has had all these stories about intrigue within the White House. And Alexi's going to hopefully bring us some clarity about all these supposed staff changes. You have Ron Kessler coming up at 7:35. Great author. And then we've got Brandon Scott from the city of Baltimore. He's a councilman over there. They're enacting a youth curfew because of all sorts of crime that's happening in the city. He's going to be here to explain. That's all coming up on Mornings on the Mall. Mary, good morning.
Good morning. Man, what a crazy day.
Big time.
Yesterday was crazy, and I got up this morning, and I'm watching TV, and everywhere, Kathy Griffin. Now, do you think that has anything to do with the fact that she has a book out?
Of course. Everything has something to do.
Anything to do with that?
That's the first thing I think when I hear anybody's voice anywhere. It's like, do they have a book? What's going on? Why am I aware of this
really the first thing
right
you think?
Yeah, that's a DC thing.
It is. You know, so Kathy Griffin, she did my whole life on the D list. And I have to tell you, at one point in time, I thought Kathy Griffin was funny. I really did. I thought she was funny. I like that she makes, I know people will disagree with me, but I like that she makes Anderson Cooper wildly uncomfortable on New Year's Eve. I do. I love it. I adore it.
It's the most annoying show on New Year's Eve.
Is it real?
I get that there's an audience for it, but it is the most annoying version of New Year's Eve.
All of that aside, you've probably seen the picture of Kathy Griffin holding up a beheaded Donald Trump, holding up his head bloody with blood dripping off of it, and people went crazy. And we want to know from you, 888-630-9625, has Kathy Griffin crossed the line? Did she cross the line? No.
If she didn't, where is that line?
Right, where is that line? Well, you know, I'm waiting for, I haven't seen it because I've been trolling some of my liberal friends' pages just to see. They're silent.
Yes.
Not a word.
Who took the bait?
Nothing.
Who decided that the Kathy Griffin tweet was the proper way to handle the president of the United States?
You know, that was art. So she was doing this photo shoot with the photographer who did this, which I guess they were shooting for her book. I have no idea. So she was doing this photo shoot, and here's what they caught her saying to the photographer about this picture.
We have to move to Mexico today because we're going to get president. Federal prison.
Yeah.
Call your dad. Apologize. Mm-hmm. You, me, and Daryl just go to Mexico today. Because we're not surviving this. Okay?
We're not surviving.
Yeah, she said we're going to federal prison. Yeah. We're going to prison. We're going to federal prison. It was hard to hear, but that's what she said to him. Here's the thing: is she knows she's not going to federal prison. What should the punishment be for Kathy Griffin? What do we do with her? The line, I think, has been moved so scarily close to the edge that I think that somebody's got to be made an example of somewhere along the line. We have laws that exist. And if you're famous, there's one set of laws for you, and then there's one set of laws for, you know, Joe in Dubuque. And if Joe in Dubuque had done something like this, the Secret Service would have been at his house, he would have been in cuffs, and he would have been arrested, and he would be taken in for questioning. Kathy Griffin, oh, well, she really doesn't have intention to turn the president. It's okay.
Well, that's kind of how I feel for this reason. We don't know Joe from Dubuque, and we don't know, we know even less about his intentions. But in Kathy's case, we know what she's looking for. She's looking to be audacious and insane and crazy and to put up this picture. Should the Secret Service call her and ask her a couple questions? Sure. But we know that she's just doing this to be offensive and to get a rise out of people. Here's the thing that I'm upset most about this. I'm not that upset about it, but the extent to which I care is that when the President of the United States, in every case, he's constantly accused of inciting violence. Last week, we had Ben Jacobs, the Guardian reporter, get struck in that special election in that body slam. President Trump was all the way on the other side of the globe being blamed for the violence in the United States.
Right.
And you've got Kathy Griffin posing with, I don't think we've really conveyed to how serious this is. The photo is actually crazy. I mean, just she's dressed normal, kind of got a frumpy kind of face on that she's wearing. But she's holding up the decapitated head of our president of the United States.
Yep.
And it is, I mean, the special effects department really went over the top. It is gory. I mean, if you had just shown this to me, you know, randomly, like an off-camera shooter, they were just holding up the prop, I'd be like, whoa, what is that? Is that an actual head? What is going on?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I think she did it intentionally to be offensive. Do I believe that she was, like, you know, going out of her way to actually assassinate the president of the United States? Of course not. There's not a part of me that even suspects that of her.
Do you think Ted Nugent holding up a severed head of Barack Obama 2 years ago would get the same deference? Do you know this picture is so offensive they're not showing it on TV? This morning I was watching the news. They won't show it on TV because it's so offensive. Do you think, and that's my problem, there's one set of rules for liberals and there's one set of rules for everyone else. And that's my problem with it.
Yeah, I don't like the unequal standard either. And to go back to the Obama thing, remember the rodeo clown, Obama rodeo clown?
Exactly.
And how many days people spent like, I cannot believe that somebody would dress as President Obama as a rodeo clown. And then additionally, there were many cases like this. There was a case in Pennsylvania. There was a carnival that had a shooter game where President Obama was one of the targets on the shooter game. It was like a laser space shooter game or whatever. It became a national news story. The carnival had to apologize. They took down the whole display. You're right. The treatment here is not in any way equal. It's not. The hypocrisy is all over the place. And in this case, but for whatever reason, Kathy Griffin was under, I think, some sort of pressure, probably financial. That's usually the reason these things happen. And she issued an apology yesterday. I question why she didn't wear makeup for her apology, by the way. It's kind of a weird video.
To show how she was up all night. We actually have that apology. She was up all night.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Kathy Griffin. I sincerely apologize. I am just now seeing the reaction of these images.
Just now.
I'm a comic. I crossed the line. I move the line. Then I cross it. I went way too far. The image is too disturbing. I understand how it offends people. It wasn't funny. I get it. I've made a lot of mistakes in my career. I will continue. I asked your forgiveness. Taking down the image. Going to ask the photographer to take down the image. And I beg for your forgiveness. I went too far. I made a mistake. And I was wrong.
Yeah, as she sounded so sincere. 888-630-9625. Chris in Annapolis, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Chris, too far?
Absolutely, it's too far. I mean, I'm really sick of celebrities getting a pass that you and I wouldn't get.
Right.
You look at who killed Lincoln, who assassinated Lincoln. It was John Wilkes Booth. He was a celebrity. And, you know, I feel like just your profession doesn't excuse your behavior.
That's true. But you're right. And they get a, they, and the other thing is, not only do celebrities get a pass, celebrities on the left get a pass.
Absolutely.
Celebrities on the right don't get a pass. And celebrities on the right are smart enough to keep quiet, because if you're conservative, you have to be in the closet if you're in Hollywood.
Yeah. But by the way, what a smart analogy, John Wilkes Booth.
Thank you, Chris.
I do think that I'd rather live in a country where more people can be morons than triggering every fire alarm all the time just for people saying, like, intemperate things. I mean, as a society, we've moved to in a direction where words hurt people, right? Where the instinct is that any form of expression, physical or not, will always injure someone, like physically injure them, and they have like these reactions to it, and that law enforcement needs to be contacted because you were offended. So whenever I hear stuff like that, my instinct is always to have a counter reaction. So when I see Kathy Griffin holding up this stupid prop, my reaction is, okay, it's insane, it's totally over the line, but is it worthy of throwing her in jail over? No, of course not. At least that's how I feel. It is 5:15, which means it's now time for WMAL traffic and weather. First on the fives every 10 minutes. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Benson, what do we have to deal with this morning? Well, a little bit of foggy conditions around the region. It's scattered, though, so be very careful. In the Great Falls area, Georgetown Pike coming inbound eastbound at Old Dominion Drive. We have a tree along the right side on Arlington. As you come north on Glebe Road, as you come around that windy road before you get to the light at 123 Chainbridge or Chainbridge Road area, that's where we have a downed tree blocking the northbound side of Glebe Road. So with the storms that came through yesterday, this is what we're finding. Also finding some intersections that might be dark or lights on flash. Please treat it as a four-way stop. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, today it's going to be cloudy early with peaks of sunshine expected late. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible with a high of 84 degrees. Tonight, a stray shower or thunderstorm possible early. Some clouds, a low of 63. And then tomorrow it'll be sunny with a high around 80 degrees. Right now in the nation's capital, 66 on WMAL. All right, 5:17 here. Vince Connell alongside Mary Walter. We're talking about Kathy Griffin. There was a photo that she did, a photo shoot she did. The first photos were released by TMZ yesterday showing Kathy Griffin holding a prop that looked like the severed head of our president of the United States. Pretty gruesome looking photo. Kathy has since apologized in a, as I said, makeup-free apology where she just looked sorry, and she seemed to be very, very sorry. One of the reasons might be that she lost, I think, one of her sponsors yesterday.
Well, Squatty Potty was going to launch a campaign with her, and they have now decided to stop they will not be launching the campaign with Kathy Griffin. And also the Route 66 Casino has canceled her performance.
Sorry. That's one gamble the Route 66 Casino's not willing to take.
One of my friends is very funny. He's conservative. He said for her next gig, Kathy Griffin will set fire to members of the Trump administration in a cage. There'll be mannequins, of course, though, so it's okay.
I mean, at least we finally found the line on Trump criticism. I guess that's the line. Let's go now to Bob, who's in West Virginia, calling in this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Bob, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I think the reaction of like any sponsorship, anything, she should just be boycotted. Look what happened to Sean Hannity.
Yes.
And they just piled on. Everybody did. And then she does something that is just, it's unbelievable how you think you've seen celebrities like stoop to their lowest degree, and then this happens.
Yeah, right. They haven't gone far enough. They have to appear with a severed head. Actually, this is the kind of thing where you think you dream it up. You're like, what could they do? Maybe if they appeared in a photo with a severed head. Nah, that wouldn't be enough.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, then you come out with the apology, so everything's fine. Well, John Wayne Gacy, he apologized. Before he was put to death.
You gotta wonder, whatever. Bob. Thank you. You gotta wonder. Will CNN have her back for that New Year's Eve special? I mean, she has to have that in her mind. I mean, by the time that comes around, by the way,
exactly,
the American public generally forgets about things like this. Like next week, it'll be like, hey, remember when Kathy Griffin did that thing? You remember who Kathy Griffin even is?
Right.
You know.
Yeah, she'll be back on CNN. Guarantee it. Let's go to Doc in Fairfax. Doc, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, Doc. Is too far?
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I'm thinking about Jared Lochner. who shot Gabby Gifford, killed a federal judge.
Yes.
They blamed it all on Sarah Palin, who had a campaign ad that used bullseye targets to indicate the congressional districts that were vulnerable. And here we have people going way, way beyond putting a bullseye on a map.
For sure. Doc, could you imagine?
I'm really worried about there being another Jared Lochner crazy type out there with all the rhetoric that's been going on for the past, since Trump really declared for office and was.
Yeah, this is a great point. Doc, if I could, could you imagine if, you know, an Antifa protester sets fire to a building or something? Is Kathy Griffin going to get anywhere within proximity of being blamed for that?
Well, not in today's climate, I don't think. But it's not just her. It's there's the rhetoric out there is unbelievable. I lived through Watergate. I remember what that was like, and it was nowhere near as bad as this in terms of what people said about Nixon. They called him a crook, but in ad for Northam running for governor?
Yeah,
calling him a maniac. And telling that his hate isn't welcome in Virginia.
Yeah, it's gotten. You're right. It has gotten out of control. Thank you. A prescription this morning from Doc Scott in White Plains. Good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, everybody. It's Kathy Griffin is obviously wrong, and she isn't sincere about her apology because she had to go through many layers of her handlers when she was testing out her material, and they're all laughing and saying, oh, this is fantastic, this is great. It's only when it started to get the pushback, and that seems to be the only time any of the left really seems to care. Otherwise, they're all drinking out of the same poisonous trough and throwing their hate out there. You pull anything like that from a conservative against a liberal politician, and, oh, they'll be throwing darts and wanting to stock and pillage the person just so that they can whip monkey crap at them.
Yeah, conservatives generally don't need explicit demonstrations like this in order to rile people up. It's usually just what we call dog whistles. Those conservatives are dog whistling. What do you mean? Oh, they're not saying what they truly mean, but underneath you can feel it. You know what they're saying. What?
There is a meme making the rounds of Kathy Griffin side by side, and the picture on the left, she's holding up the Donald Trump head. The picture on the right, she's holding up a Barack Obama head. And under the picture of Donald Trump, it says, hilarious political dissent. Under the one of Barack Obama, mean and racist.
522 WMAL.
Attention diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
This is Mary Walter, and when my old dentist informed me that he was retiring, Larry O'Connor told me that I had to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. After visiting their office, I cannot say enough wonderful things about them. Like many other people, I'm not a fan of visiting the dentist, but getting to know the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, I felt comfortable enough to tell them about what makes me nervous. And they reassured me it was perfectly normal. And that's who they are, compassionate, caring dentists who get it. There's no rush when you get in the chair and you are in total control. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry wants you to get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy, have a smile you can be proud of without delaying your dental visits until you're in pain. To learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a wonderful dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Did you know this is the hottest spring real estate market in 7 years? In fact, many homes are selling in less than a week. So make the smart decision and avoid those high commissions. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right. We'll sell your home for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's Wilson Realty Group.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
UMUC's need and merit-based scholarships can help you afford your degree. Talk to a UMUC advisor to explore the more than 100 scholarships UMUC offers, including the new summer term scholarship. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
525 now, traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltway's pretty quiet. We do have a minor incident though in Bethesda to watch for, but traffic really coming up on the 6 speed. It's on the outer loop after the exit for Connecticut Avenue, flashing lights along the left side. So still seeing some activity there. I'm watching it in the traffic cameras, but you're doing okay as far as volume. On 270, a little bit sluggish past the Monocacy again as you head into Hyattstown, approaching and passing 109. Something to watch for this morning, patches of fog, foggy conditions around the region. And heading out of Arlington and toward the Chain Bridge, problem with the tree down, northbound on Glebe Road as you come up to the light at 123 to cross the Chain Bridge or to get on the Chain Bridge Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little bit drier and milder weather over the next few days. Clouds will break out and at least some sun today with a passing shower, thunderstorm. 84, plenty of sunshine by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, 66 degrees. It's 526 on WMAL. Talking Kathy Griffin, her gruesome photo of holding up a decapitated Donald Trump prop head, and then her subsequent apology. She's had at least one or two sponsors pull away from her. CNN has condemned the photo, but they're not firing her or disconnecting themselves from her as of yet. Let's go now to the phones. We got Larry in Fredericksburg this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Vince. How you guys doing?
Good. Well, sir.
So I completely disagree with your thought process on this Kathy Lee thing.
Yes.
As a country of laws, it doesn't matter what your feeling is, whether or not you think she should be in trouble or you think she shouldn't be in trouble. If you break the law, you break the law.
Right. I mean, I agree with that totally. My sense of this is that, you know, whatever sort of digging the Secret Service has to do, they should. But my gut reaction, just in terms of my impression, is do you or I think that Kathy Griffin's out to assassinate the president? Probably not. I mean, just in terms of knowing her as a public figure. But,
right.
Yeah, I do think that the Secret Service should go through the motions here. That's totally fine.
Right, but so as far as you thinking she's going to do something, I understand that. I don't think she's going to either, just like a lot of people that make idle threats
yes.
aren't going to follow through with it. However, they still get in trouble. They still go through the process, you know. According to the letter of the law, if you do X, then you should get Y. And
that's right.
And with her, just because she is a celebrity, because she does have money, because she does have friends, you know, like somebody said before, you know, it's like they get a pass on everything.
For sure. And people resent
that. We just turn a blind eye to it. Because that's how our society is now. Nobody's being held accountable for their actions anymore.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that, Larry. This is a good point. Thank you. 5:28 now on WMAL.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Low Back Pain on Wednesday, June 7th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
Hey, it's Zoe with Health Talk. Are you suffering from health problems like weight gain, lack of energy, depression, or back and joint pain? Well, now's the time to do something about it today. Listen to this special offer from my friends at the Roselle Center for Healing and visit them online for details.
Join us for our open house at our new Fairfax Roselle Center for Healing location at 8500 Executive Park Avenue on Sunday, June 4th from 12 to 4 p.m. Special offers, light refreshments, door prizes, and a live broadcast of Dr. Tom Roselle Live. For event details, visit RoselleCare.com.
Retiring soon? Already retired? You don't want to miss the Retirement Key with Abe and Shelly Abish of Abish Financial Services, Sunday afternoons at 3 on WMAL.
Homeowners, think Miss Utility doesn't apply to you? Think again. If you plan to move dirt, you should contact Miss Utility. Whether you're installing a mailbox, planting a shrub, or a garden, Miss Utility should be number one on your checklist. two full business days before digging. Call 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Also online at missutility.net. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
ICBM? I know CBM. A CBM, an ICBM was shot out of the air yesterday by the United States in a show of awesome force, because that's what we do. We'll talk about it when we return. 5:30 on WMAL, time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Afghan officials have now raised the death toll in that massive Kabul truck bomb attack.
80 people so far have been killed in this attack, 300 injured, but expect that number to continue to increase. We've been watching as it's ticked up quite rapidly. The bomb, considered to be a large vehicle packed with explosives, going off right during rush hour traffic where people were trying to get to work on one of Kabul's main roads.
Correspondent Ian Lee. Maryland has filed an appeal of a federal judge's ruling that threatens to further hold up construction of the Purple Line. Attorney General Brian Frosch filed that appeal yesterday, challenging Judge Richard Leon's decision that there needs to be more study of potential Purple Line ridership before the project can move forward. Montgomery County has agreed to settle its lawsuit against the contractors who designed and built the troubled Silver Spring Transit Center. The county will reportedly settle for $25 million in that lawsuit filed over the long-delayed and way-over-budget transit center. The man accused of killing two men on the Portland, Oregon transit train had his first court appearance, and Jeremy Joseph Christian quickly made his views known.
He began his outbursts as his public defender addressed the court.
Free speech or die, Portland. You got no safe place. This is America. Get out if you don't like free speech.
Christian is charged with two counts of aggravated murder, attempted murder, second-degree intimidation, and the possession of a weapon by a felon to start.
Death to the enemies of America. Leave this country if you hate our freedom. You call it terrorism, I call it patriotism.
Christian's being held without bail. His next court date, June 7th. I'm Jim Rope.
A Stafford County woman could now be facing more charges in the death of her husband earlier this month. Lisa Bartosz was initially arrested last week for the attempted murder of her husband, who was badly burned in the house fire, but he has now died, and prosecutors could upgrade the charges that she's facing. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,029, the NASDAQ at 6203. Sports, the Nats win, the O's lose, WNBA, the Mystics host Connecticut today. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
When you claim your Social Security benefits, you'll quickly see that it's complicated, confusing, and potentially riddled with trap doors. If you make one simple mistake here, it could easily cost you thousands of dollars every single year. Learn how you could wring every nickel out of your benefits with a complimentary customized Social Security analysis from your local Wealth from Wisdom radio show partner right here in D.C. This analysis makes claiming your benefits simple and easy. It could help you maximize your benefits and reduce your taxes. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, call to schedule your complimentary analysis now at 202-759-2323. Don't leave thousands of dollars on the table. Call 202-759-2323. That's 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and as you know, I've hit my weight loss goal. Yeah, my empowered weight. I couldn't have done it without EMP. They provided me with the ingredients for total body health with the right food and the right behaviors. It's really not just a number on the scale. They helped me quit the junk. I feel and, well, I think I look pretty good. EMP 180 and I have an offer to get you moving. We're giving the listeners of WMAL and my show an incentive. This is just for you now. For every 10 weeks you're on the program, we're going to give you a free week. 10 weeks, a free week. 20 weeks, two free weeks. 30 weeks, I think you get the picture. It's a lose the weight and win situation. And like me, once you hit your empowered weight, you receive free weigh-ins and consultations for life, forever. If I fall off, which I don't plan on, they have my back. If you have weight to lose, just go to EMP 180. They'll help you get there and stay there. EMP 180 Weight Loss. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia commuters on 66 coming out of Centerville at speed and toward the Fairfax County Parkway. But watch up ahead. You're going to slam on the brakes as you approach and pass Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks area. Looks like the arrow board is on the scene here. 66 east at Route 50, right lane, that far right red X lane. They're cleaning up an earlier crash there. So you're bunching up again as you approach and pass 50. Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. On the Greenway, Toll Road, fine. Route 7 out of Leesburg, no troubles. We do have some areas of patchy fog still around the region to watch for this morning. Out of Stafford, north on 95, it's just the normal delays toward Aquia. Same story through Dale City. A tree down coming out of Arlington and heading into the district. You're going Glebe Road, northbound side, right as you come up around that curve and approaching that light at Chain Bridge and Chain Bridge Road. So do watch a lot of activity there. They had stopped the northbound side. Southbound coming off of the Chain Bridge, you could continue into Arlington. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Should stay mainly dry over the next couple of days. Today will be the last mention of rainfall for the rest of the week. Temperatures going back above average. The average high is 80. Today, 84. Just isolated showers, thunderstorms. Otherwise, partly sunny for most of the day. Tonight, a chance of a shower, thunderstorm early, 63. A good-looking day tomorrow. Plenty of sunshine, 80. And a few clouds Friday, 82. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 62 in Leesburg, 63 in Bethesda, 66 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Hey, good morning, 537 on WMAL. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall at 7:05, Alexi McCammond is with Axios, and they'll be here to talk about changes to the White House staff to the extent that any are coming. 7:35, we'll have Ronald Kessler swing in to talk about James Comey's acting on false Russian intelligence. And at 8:05, Baltimore Councilman Brandon Scott. There's a rise in youth violence in the city, and a curfew is now in place. He'll be here to discuss that. Vince Colonnay is in this morning with Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. Virginia, you have a problem. You got a problem, Virginia. We're here to tell you about it. The Public Interest Legal Foundation yesterday released what they call Alien Invasion 2, which is the sequel to Alien Invasion.
This is a movie?
Yes. No, it's not. But what this is they've done an investigation in Virginia to find out about non-citizens voting illegally. And I want to tell you what they found because it's really shocking. They had to file three lawsuits, countless records requests, and reviews of voter history files. They, over 133 Virginia jurisdictions, easy for me to say. Here's what they found. Virginia election officials quietly removed over 5,500 voters from the voting rolls because they're not citizens. And they did that between 2011 and 2017. Now, you're supposed to report this. They just very quietly did it. Over 1,800 of those who were removed voted as non-citizens. They voted illegally. A total of over 7,000 illegal ballots were cast from the pool of citizens who were removed, the non-citizens who were removed. So out of that 5,500 who were removed because they're not citizens and shouldn't be voting, those 5,500 cast over 7,000 illegal votes. Some of the illegal voting dated back to the 1980s before they were finally removed. So they've been doing this for decades. And Virginia election officials routinely fail to alert law enforcement about the illegal votes or registration. So in other words, no harm, no foul. Oh, well, you got caught. We just remove you. They weren't prosecuted. Nothing was done to them for voting illegally.
Why so much silence about it? Like, why be in the position where, okay, like, I don't know, that seems like a good action to me when you're removing non-citizens from the voter rolls, for whatever reason they ended up there. Why the silence from the state of Virginia?
Why
not be alerting law enforcement officials or maybe telling the public about it? Look, we did our jobs. We actually brought about some election integrity. We removed these non-citizens from the rolls who happened to be showing up. Why not say that out loud?
Because the mantra from the left is that it doesn't happen. Because if they admit that it's happening, then they give credence to the idea of voter ID.
I don't know. I always feel a lot better when, you know, elected officials actually demonstrate some acumen for trying to keep things, ensure that things have integrity. So if our voting systems are improved by the fact that you're removing non-citizens, I kind of feel like that adds to your case that you can keep the election system protected from evildoers. But that's not the case here. They're just being quiet about it and not telling people about the threats to election integrity. And I think that's nonsense.
Well, I think the theory is, and I think the left is pretty open about this, is that if someone is here who is a non-citizen, especially if they're here illegally and they're voting, they're voting for the Democrats. I don't understand why we so easily accept that, but we do. It's accepted on both the left and the right that if you're a felon, with the idea with letting felons vote, if you're a criminal, if you're here illegally, if you're not supposed to be voting and you are, which is criminal, who are you voting for? The Democrat. That's the assumption. So if I'm on that side, if I'm a Democrat, why would I want to lose those votes? I don't want the integrity in the system. I want those votes.
I was wondering in these stories whether or not Democrats sort of reflexively but quietly buy that line of argument, which is to say, like, are they under the impression that there's just a bunch of illegal immigrants out there that are padding their votes and this is a good thing and let's keep the structure in place? I maybe the most insidious among any politician is thinking that, but you do have to wonder how many Democrats accept that or think that line of reasoning makes sense. Let's just keep our voting system jacked up because it's working to our benefit, you know?
Oh, I absolutely agree. That's what's behind it. The president of, PILF, Public Interest Legal Foundation, and General Counsel J. Christian Adams said, at the instruction of Governor McAuliffe's political appointees, local election officials spent countless resources to prevent this information from spilling into the open. So this is to your point, Vince. Virginia hid critical information that would have improved election integrity, while a political operative-turned-governor vetoed numerous proposals that would have prevented alien registration and voting. From North Virginia to Norfolk and all urban and rural points in between, alien voters are casting ballots with practically no legal consequences in response.
This is just unbelievable. And, you know, J. Christian Adams, former DOJ attorney, he's been tough on a lot of things, including the Obama administration over the years, and I kind of find him a credible guy on the subject. 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. President Donald Trump paid the nation's respect to those lost in war during Sunday's Memorial Day ceremonies in Arlington. After placing a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns, he said, quote, "We can only hope every day that we prove worthy not only of their sacrifice and service, but of the sacrifices made by their families and loved ones they left behind." Get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Severe back pain doesn't have to rule your life, and it doesn't have to mean surgery. At Inova, a knowledgeable spine intake specialist will guide you to the spine expert best suited for you. And for urgent issues that can't wait for an office visit, you can start the process at any Inova Urgent Care. Visit Inova.org/backpain or call 703-776-4700. Inova. Join the future of health.
If you don't want ants inside, kill them outside with Amdro Ant Block Home Perimeter Ant Bait. Ants are attracted to Amdro because they think it's food. They carry it back to the nest and share it with the entire colony, including the queen. That's how Amdro kills the ants you see and the ones you don't, guaranteed. Look for Amdro Ant Block at your local lawn and garden retailer. Amdro Ant Block. Ants love it to death.
When you genuinely care about the people you serve, their safety comes first. That's why Novec asks you to put safety first. Your life could depend on it. Novec recommends unplugging devices you're not using. Replace worn-out extension cords, too. Call 811 to locate any underground lines at least 2 days before you dig. Novec wants everyone to be safe around electricity. From safety demonstrations to safety tips on our website, at Novec, it's always safety first.
5:45 now, traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
It's very dramatic right now on the Virginia Beltway, fully engulfed car fire. So if you're coming from, say, the Wilson Bridge or leaving Alexandria towards Springfield, this is on the inner loop of the Beltway right near Van Dorn. Fire trucks have arrived to the scene and they're dousing the fire. So that's why you're seeing the big plumes of smoke here on the Beltway. Again, on your way toward Springfield near Van Dorn. And I'm still watching police arriving to the scene. So be very cautious in that area. Far left lane gets by the scene of all this activity. Now, if you're leaving Springfield for the Wilson Bridge, your travel lanes are open, but to see it, so it'll be a little bit of a distraction. Obviously, that would distract me. On 66 eastbound, as you're coming past Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, cleanup continues of the overnight crash. We now have crews on the scene here blocking that far right red X lane. So as you pass the Fairfax County Parkway toward 50 Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, that's why we're bunched up. And for 270, just been about the volume out of Frederick and down toward Hyattstown. And again, some patchy fog to be cautious of this morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Should stay mainly dry over the next couple of days. Today will be the last mention of rainfall for the rest of the week. Temperatures going back above average. The average high is 80. Today, 84. Just isolated showers, thunderstorms. Otherwise, partly sunny for most of the day. Tonight, a chance of a shower, thunderstorm early, 63. A good-looking day tomorrow. Plenty of sunshine, 80. And a few clouds Friday, 82. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
66 degrees in your nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by Staples.
When it's time to upgrade your technology, go to Staples. Staples has the latest tech for your business at great prices. And right now, save up to $200 on new Dell laptops with Intel 7th generation processors. And 6-3 while supplies last. Staples, it's pro time.
All right, 5:47 now. Mary Walter, the United States has successfully intercepted and destroyed an intercontinental ballistic missile yesterday, an ICBM. We shot one down in a pretty cool show of force. The whole point was a show of force. The Pentagon successfully shot this down yesterday using an upgraded long-range interceptor missile. And what was widely seen as a test of the U.S.'s ability to counter a North Korean missile launch. This according to a CNN report. The Missile Defense Agency launched a ground-based interceptor from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California to intercept a U.S.-launched mock ICBM target over the Pacific Ocean, according to a U.S. defense official. The interceptor, quote, destroyed the target in a direct collision. They compare this to hitting a bullet with a bullet.
I saw the graphics. This is when it was being explained. And I thought, oh, we shot a missile down. No big deal. But you're right. It's like hitting a bullet with a bullet. It's incredible. First of all, I'm bad at math, so this is totally beyond my scope of comprehension. The calculations that have to go into when to launch the intercept, the angle at which it flies. And they were explaining all of this. And when you think about it, you're like, holy crap, we can do that, but you still can't put metal in a microwave. It's incredible what the technology that had to go into being able to shoot this down. It's like skeet shooting. You know, they launch the skeet, and you have to figure out the arc and where it's going to go.
But at least with skeet shooting, you have a spray.
Exactly.
And skeet shooting, this is precision. This is bam, I mean, right on the spot. And to hit a missile flying through the air, pretty cool. Clearly, you know, you look at the Trump administration's posture towards North Korea, a lot of it has been demonstrations that we take them seriously and that we've got the ability to handle them if we want to. I mean, this is different than, say, in Syria, where we launch a bunch of missiles in for a quick missile strike. In North Korea, we look at Kim Jong-un, you know, the crazy fat kid, I think is what John McCain called him. You look at Kim Jong-un and you say, okay, we need to speak to him in his language, which is, we're strong. We're very strong. You need to be careful. And you remember a couple of weeks ago, the president of the United States assembled every member of the Senate at the White House to brief them on the North Korea threat. And you had Democratic senators leaving that meeting going, what was that about? I didn't learn anything. Why did we do that stupid meeting? Hey, moron, the reason you did the meeting was to convey a message, is that the United States takes this seriously, so seriously that they brought every top senator in the country to the White House to discuss it. That was the rationale. It was sending a message. And then yesterday, not only was it a test, the military tests things all the time. How come we don't find out about it in public? Because it's better to keep it quiet most of the time. Yesterday, there's a reason everyone knows that we shot an ICBM out of the air. It's for Kim Jong-un to know. However that fat little kid receives his news, he now knows that we can shoot his missiles out of the air.
Yeah, obviously, you're 100% right. This was a message to him, and this is not something that leaked. This is actually legitimate. We actually did this intentionally. It was nothing that was leaked. But if you get a chance to see the video, it really is quite amazing. And again, the comparison with skeet shooting, what I was saying there is that you know that the skeet is being launched.
Yeah.
You have it's the time you follow it. That's not how this works. So this really is an incredible feat to be. And honestly, I thought we had the ability to do that before. I did not realize that this is relatively new.
Our success rates improved dramatically. Okay. The other thing is, like, the last thing I'll say is Ronald Reagan was mocked for thinking that this missile defense system could ever work. Boy, hey, President Reagan, wherever you are right now, I hope you're smiling. It worked yesterday very, very nicely in our taking down an ICBM test. Hopefully we never have to do it with the real thing. 5:51 now. Time for El Rushbo here on WMAL.
Last weekend, a reporter for the Washington Post, Matt O'Brien, attempted to explain why Republicans are so bad at health care. That's the title of his article. The real reason Republicans are supposedly so bad is that Republicans are opposed to the redistribution of wealth. And today, health care is all about redistribution, taking money from some people and giving it to others. O'Brien says the Republicans' problem is they're looking for a health care system that does not rely on redistribution. Mr. O'Brien has stumbled onto the real reason there's so much discord in our country. Liberals used to say the government was needed to provide a health care safety net for those too poor to pay for it themselves. But that's not the case anymore. Now, health care isn't about health at all. It's class warfare, taking money from successful, productive achievers and spreading it around to as many people as possible for votes and political power. And that's what the end game has always been for liberals, and Obamacare was a giant step toward that goal. It's why liberals insist that somebody else has to pay for everything, from birth control to annual checkups. Redistribution is deadly to a healthy economy. Punishing achievers kills job creation and innovation. It pits Americans against each other, and no matter how much money is taken, it's never enough. That is why Obamacare must be repealed, not replaced with Obamacare Lite, but simply erased.
Rush, noon to three. Psst, listen to me. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Imagine that I only gave you part of a news story. Be pretty hard to follow, right? Well, that's exactly what happens when you rely on your credit card and bank statements to protect your identity. I mean, sure, your bank can help detect credit card fraud, but not the many other ways your identity can be stolen, like when somebody opens a new account or applies for an online loan in your name. That's why there's LifeLock. LifeLock uses technology to alert you to a wider range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, one of their U.S.-based specialists will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can get more comprehensive identity protection than you can get anywhere else. Join now. Get 10% off when you visit LifeLock.com/rush or call them. 800-440-4833. Use the promo code RUSH. That's lifelock.com/rush and save 10%.
Rent-A-State by Renters Warehouse is the new real estate for all, providing a steady stream of income and retirement security by renting out your house. But you know, no one wants to be sucked into managing a property full-time. 3 a.m. toilet tragedies, middle of the meeting texts, stressful weekends wasted on maintenance and repairs. It's Larry O'Connor here, and if your time is worth more than the hassles of landlording, call Renters Warehouse today. They'll rescue you from the workload and maximize profits. For one low flat monthly fee, Renters Warehouse will take all the calls, collect the rent, schedule the service pros, and ensure that renters play by the rules so you can get back to your life and, more importantly, build your Rent-A-State portfolio. Plus, Renters Warehouse offers free tenant warranties, meaning if renters don't work out, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. Enjoy Rent-A-State with Renters Warehouse by going online today for a free home rental price analysis. Go to renterswarehouse.com and get connected to your local Rent-A-State advisor.
5:55 now, traffic and weather. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, a couple big things happening right now. Virginia Beltway with the car fire under control. However, only the left lane gets by on the Beltway inner loop as you approach Van Dorn Street. So coming around, say, out of Alexandria, this unusual backup ahead of you. So do watch and stay at the far left to get by. It's just one left lane open. If you're leaving Springfield toward Alexandria and the Wilson Bridge, your outer loop lanes are open. Now, crews are still dealing with this downed tree. It's a huge tree, so it looks like it's going to be there for some time. On Glebe Road, as you approach Chambridge. Now, initially, they were stopping northbound side, letting southbound get by, but that's not working, so it looks like it's going to be closed in each direction. So if you're heading toward the Chain Bridge out of Arlington, you'll be diverted off at Military Road. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not a terrible commute in this morning. A lot of cloud around, a passing shower, maybe a thunderstorm. Looks like the best chance will be north. This afternoon, more of the same. Isolated showers, thunderstorms, and a warmer 84. Tonight, chance of a shower, thunderstorm early, then a few clouds, 63. Sun's back tomorrow, 80. A few clouds on Friday, low 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Oh, 5:56 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. As an avid gun enthusiast, I was thrilled when the nation's most advanced indoor shooting range opened just up the road in Prince William County. Elite Shooting Sports has 42 shooting lanes, all well-appointed with the best equipment available. They offer programs for all skill levels as well as ladies-only classes taught by all female instructors. Looking for a great place to host your next corporate or team-building event? I recommend you choose Elite Shooting Sports. Visit EliteShootingSports.com.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. Two full business days prior to digging, visit MissUtility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Borrelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Here's a story I hear from patients almost every day. Doc, they say, my teeth are a mess. I have a mouthful of problems and it's stressful and embarrassing. I don't even know where to start. I usually smile and tell them, relax. Coming to Cascade Center was a great start. Here at the Cascade Center for Dental Health, we can give you full mount dental implants that look, function, and feel just like regular teeth, all in one office, with one doctor, and in many cases, in just one day, saving both time and money. Rest easy. Our board-certified anesthesiologists will have you comfortably sleeping through the entire procedure. What the Cascade Center offers is experience. We handle hundreds of implant cases every year, even offering a 10-year guarantee on our work. This is an attractive, permanent solution to long-term dental problems. See our success stories at CascadesDental.com or call us at 866-25-SLEEP.
The following is a paid commercial message.
Breaking news, the 2017 housing market is heating up to be one of the most competitive on record, with home prices surging to levels not seen in over 15 years. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and what does this news mean to you? If you're in the market to buy a home this year, it means you need to set yourself apart to win out over other offers in a bidding war. How do you do that? By working with Cornerstone First Financial. We're a direct lender with our own money. We're local to this area with a track record of getting loans to settlement on time and offering the lowest interest rates. If you're not planning on moving this year, this news is also important if you're looking to eliminate PMI, consolidate debt, or take cash out for any reason. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
All right, here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
All right, well, Maxine Waters is at it again, so you know that's going to be delicious.
Oh, yeah.
I love when she speaks because it's so entertaining. John Sununu handed it to Allison Camerota on CNN, and Ariana Grande holding a concert for the people, the victims of that bombing.
And also, what's your kid's dress code, and do you think it's reasonable? Some parents hate their kid's dress code. We'll discuss when we return on Mornings on the Mall. 6 o'clock now, time for the news.